You are listening to a message from ICS Church. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.
Hey, we want to thank you so much for just joining us in singing songs of praise and worship to the Lord. You know, one thing that we always want to be sure to take time and do is to thank all of our frontliners. We want to thank all of the doctors, the nurses, all of the medical personnel that are continuing to extend themselves, give of themselves every day to help not just those that have been affected by this virus, but so many other people that are filling the hospitals right now. We know that from many of the hospitals, they are full to capacity and have had to turn away individuals. And we want to just continue to pray for God's strength and provision for all that you are doing. We'll also realize that for many of them, they've been away from their loved ones, even their own families, because of what they have been doing. So if you can take a moment during this week, make sure that you get in touch with some of our frontliners. If you know them personally, send them a word of encouragement and be sure to pray for them when you can. But if you're listening, if you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're a military personnel, or those of you who are in the police force, continuing to do all this hard work, government leaders, we want to thank you so much for doing all that you can. You could expect that we will constantly be in prayer for you in this season, but we want to extend that thanksgiving from us here at ICS Church for all the hard work that you continue to do. Well, right now we're going to get into the Word. And if you're taking notes this morning, write this down. The title of the message for today is Fighting an Unseen Enemy. Fighting an Unseen Enemy. You know, a few months ago, when we first heard about a virus that was breaking out in Wuhan, China, not many of us actually paid too much attention to it. Like me, maybe you guys were thinking, hey, it's one of those outbreaks once again, and it's probably just going to be in that small town, in that city, and we weren't really paying too much attention. We weren't really taking it too seriously, thinking that it's too far away from us, that it couldn't touch us. But you know what? Right now, where we are here in the Philippines, we're in our second week of quarantine. Some of the countries, they call it a lockdown, and it's not as far anymore. In fact, right here in our community, there are individuals that have been infected by this virus just in our surrounding neighborhood, and it's become too close for comfort. What was once seemingly far is now right here at our doorstep. And what many experts have told us is that it's so hard to fight this enemy. Why? Because it is unseen. It is an unseen enemy, and only those who have had the opportunity really to study it up close and microscopically, you won't even know that it exists. If you go out of your homes today, if we go out anywhere, we have no idea, because they say that this virus could last maybe even a couple of days, even after the individual has already left that environment. You know, it comes out from the bodily fluids, and it could remain on the surface for a few days before it dies. And you don't even know that you have the symptoms until possibly 7 days or 14 days later. And this is causing a lot of people anxiety. It's causing a lot of alarm to many of us. Why? Because we can't see it, you know, not with our naked eye. We can't detect it if it's there. One of the funny things right now, even here in our own home, you know, when one of our kids just suddenly coughs, you know, jokingly we'd say, oh no, you know, you may have been infected. Of course, that's not something that we don't want to believe. That's not something that we definitely, you know, want to be true. But it's become that in all of our situations. I'm sure even in your case, where you are. It's an unseen enemy. And whenever you don't see an enemy, it's very difficult to fight. And in many ways, this is how it is when it comes to our walk of faith in the Lord. We have an unseen enemy. The Bible calls him the devil, Satan. And you may believe him, you may not. The problem is, he would rather you did not believe him. Because the longer you don't believe that he exists, the more destruction he can cause in your life. This is what this virus has done. The more that we believe it did not exist, the longer it took for us to actually respond in the appropriate way. For many governments and many nations, a lot of things that were being done was done a little bit too late, with the exception of a few countries. But for many other countries who thought, man, it will never reach us, it will never infect us, by the time we mobilized to respond to the situation, it had spread to the hundreds, if not to the thousands already, and we're scrambling right now. It's becoming very difficult to address what has become a pandemic. The devil would want you to believe that he does not exist. He would want you to continue to ignore the reality of his existence. In fact, there are people in the world today, not just non-Christians, but even some Christians who do not believe in the existence of the devil. And the longer we believe that, the more destruction he will sow into our lives. And that is what we want to look into today. We will only fight when we believe an enemy exists. Governments, nations, scientists were only up in arms, mobilized entire governments and different sectors of society only when the evidence was pretty clear that it had landed on their doorstep. The enemy of our soul, the devil, he exists. He's real. Whether you believe it or not, as Christians, I want to tell you this morning that he exists. Peter, who was a very close follower of Jesus Christ, had these words to say in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. He says, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil." He exists. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. This is what he wants to do, right? He's unseen. We don't see him because the devil parades around as an angel of light. In fact, he fakes it. He doesn't look like what we commonly relate the devil as looking like, you know, with two horns, with a pitchfork, and with a long pointy tail. No. More often than not, the devil comes to us as light. You know, he is somebody that is non-threatening. He is somebody that we think, oh, you know, he can't harm me. He cannot hurt me. And that's what many of us thought about this virus. You know, it's something that's distant. It is far away. I'm sure it's not going to touch me. You know, it's an isolated situation. But right now, it has plagued so many nations around the world. This is what the devil would want us to think. And this is what he does. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking to devour, looking to destroy, looking to kill, looking to steal the life that God has given to us. So what does Peter remind us of? Reminds the Christians right here that he was writing to stand firm against him, against the devil, and be strong in your faith. Today, this is what we want to look into. We want to learn how to be strong in our faith, to stand firm where we are. Why? Because the God that we serve desires this in this season of our life. Probably now more than ever. Why? Because the devil is doing all that he can. Right? He's doing all his tricks. He's coming up with all his schemes and strategies to try to destroy and to take life. But we know as believers that Jesus has already won the victory. Peter continues on. He says in verse 9, "Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering as you are." You know, more than any other time in the period of our recent world history has an experience touched so much of the world as COVID-19 has. This has caused many of us to come together regardless of the differences of our ethnicities, of our political beliefs, Because we have one enemy that we are fighting, and that is this virus. I want you to know that there is one enemy of the souls of all of humanity aside from this virus, and he is also the enemy of our soul, and that is the devil. And the sooner we come together in faith in the Lord, the sooner we'll be able to overcome all the things that he throws against us so that we would not receive what God has promised for us today. Hey, I have good news for you. If you're a Christian, you already know this. But if you're not, this is something that you need to be aware of. Jesus, the one that we follow as Christ followers, has already won the victory against the devil. He has. He has already won the victory. In fact, Paul, who came late to faith as a follower of Jesus, ended up writing the majority of the New Testament, wrote this letter to the Christians in the city of Colossae in the first century. And in Colossians, in his letter, chapter 2 and verse 13, Paul says, "You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away." He was talking about spiritual death. This was something that a lot of the people didn't know during that time. But Paul said, hey, we died before Christ. We were spiritually dead. Yes, we were going around our regular activities and doing what we normally did in life, but there was no peace. There was no joy. There was no really purpose and direction in life. Life was fleeting. But because of Jesus Christ, life has come. That's who we were. We were dead in our sins. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. It was when Jesus Christ came that all our sins were forgiven. And those of us who have put our faith in Christ have now become sons and daughters of God. Paul continues on. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Even though the devil was invisible, he couldn't be seen. The sin that was coming out of him, the evil that he was spreading all throughout the earth was evident, but Jesus Christ broke that. And you might be saying, hey, when did that happen? You know, in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, there was no sin in all of creation. But the moment Genesis 3 comes into picture, Adam and Eve, the first human beings on earth, chose to give up their rights of freedom to the devil the moment they committed sin. And from that time on, the devil was giving permission to rule over the earth. Why? Because that authority that was supposed to be Adam's and Eve, that was supposed to be man's, was given up. They gave up that right to rule over the earth. And so because of this, the devil came. And he came only to sow evil. He's the reason for sin existing in the world today. He's the reason for sickness and decay and death. But thank God, because of what Jesus Christ has done, when we put our faith and trust in him, we can have victory. This is spiritual victory. Paul says, you were once dead, but because of your faith in Christ, you are now alive in him. Our spiritual man is renewed from the inside out. And it's not just our spirit that is renewed. We can experience his wholeness as well in our life, in our everyday living. We can experience the victory that God has given us in Jesus Christ. So regardless of the fact that the devil prowls around, he continues to be on the earth looking to who he can destroy and devour. For those who have put their faith in Christ, we can now and have now experienced the victory that Jesus Christ has given us. But you say, you know, Chad, I've been a Christian now for a while, but I'm continuing to experience challenges. Yes, because we live in the world that continues to be plagued with sin and decay. When Jesus Christ returns once again, he will once and for all eradicate sin and the devil. When the devil is judged and thrown into the bottomless pit, he would no longer have any more powers together with the rest of the demons and evil spirits, never to infect humanity ever again. But until then, he continues to cause plagues, deaths, and disease around the world. I really believe that this is his attempt to try to continue to prevent more from coming to faith in Jesus Christ by physically infecting them and killing them using this virus. Yes, you may be saying, well, this actually came from animals. Yes, but I believe as a follower of Christ, spiritually, those who are dying and have not come to faith in Christ is really the intention of the devil. But you know, God's love for us is so great, and he says, you know, I'm going to continue to extend grace and mercy because my desire is for many to come to faith in me, for many to be saved and come into repentance. So we know that this is the day of salvation for those who do not yet know him. And for those of us who have put our faith in him, it is our responsibility. We're responsible to tell the people around us about Jesus Christ, about this salvation, about the hope that he has given to us. It's not just for us to keep. And you know, sometimes because of the self-quarantine that we are in right now and we're not allowed to move beyond our homes and our houses, that we feel like, hey, maybe I shouldn't tell people about Jesus. All the more that we should. Why? Because people are looking for hope. A lot of questions are coming up, and they're saying, hey, why is this happening? And we need to tell them, hey, there is an enemy of your soul who's wanting to destroy you and to take your life. But Jesus Christ has come, and he's come, and he's already defeated the work of the enemy. Victory is already his. But what we need to do right now as Christians and as believers is to enforce that victory daily in our life. Jesus has already won and secured victory over the enemy. That's good news. That's good news. That's good news worth talking about, worth TikToking about, you know, worth telling your friends about. This is the best news that there is right now. With all the negativity that's happening around the world, this is news that you need to tell as a follower of Jesus. So how do we do that? If this is something that I have already experienced, and you're probably saying to me, Pastor Chad, that's me. I already know that. How do we now wage this war? Because the devil continues to be around. He continues to prowl and to devour lives. We need now to enforce kingdom rule and kingdom authority in our sphere of influence and even over our own life. And you know, the beauty about all these things is that God has given us the tools and the weapons so that we can enforce the victory that Jesus Christ has already won. It's not going to be done through our own strength. You know, the tools and the weapons that God gives us are not physical, but they're spiritual, they're divine. And Paul, once again, writes this in his letter to the Corinthian believers. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds." This is the kind of weapon that God has given us, that he's given believers, that he's given Christ followers. We have weapons to defeat the enemy that cannot be seen. And God has made a way for us. In fact, Jesus said this before he ascended into heaven, and Luke wrote it down in the gospel, Luke chapter 10. Luke writes, Jesus speaking, "I have given you authority to overcome all the power of the enemy." Not some, not a little, all the power of the enemy. That includes his ability to instill fear, worry, anxiety, his ability to try to tempt us to sin. God is saying, "I've given you the power to overcome." That you don't need to feel overwhelmed by the situations around you. Why? Because I've given it to you. I've given it to you. But a lot of times, just like many of us at the beginning of this year, when we thought, you know what, yeah, that virus is away, it's not going to impact me, and we ignored it, by the time it was too late, it was only then that we responded. I want to encourage you, don't wait until it's too late before you respond to the salvation call that Jesus has for you. You know, Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly, have it to the full. I want you to know that you can experience that life right now where you are. Yes, even in quarantine, even in lockdown, you can experience abundant life in Jesus Christ because he came to give us that kind of life. And Paul reminding us once again, God has given us the tools so that we could face these challenges. Not just spiritually, but a lot of times, what we are challenged with spiritually manifests physically, manifests in our emotions, manifests mentally in our circumstances. And so God says, hey, I need for you to be wise. But what we need to do today is to enforce kingdom authority that God has already given to us. When we became children of God, that authority came. When we became followers of God, that authority came. You are more than a conqueror. That's what scriptures say. And so as a follower of Jesus, as an individual belonging to the kingdom of God, we need to enforce that. You need to stop allowing your life and your circumstances to experience defeat in your mind, in your emotions, in your relationships, but rather overcome through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the scriptures and the Bible has a lot to say about these things, but we're going to specifically look at what Paul writes down in his letter to the Ephesian church. We're going to go to the book of Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians, just to find out what are some of these tools that God has given to individuals and to his church so that we could overcome in this season and fight the unseen enemy of our soul. We fight the unseen enemy through God's power. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. The power that we fight with is not our own power. I mean, I don't know about you, just with the virus taking place and plaguing throughout the world just a week and a half ago, when finally all of Luzon, all of Metro Manila was informed that we will be quarantined and that nobody is permitted to go outside. You know, there were a couple of days during that first week when I was somehow filled with anxiety. And that's just the reality. That was the natural response of my body and my mind. There were times when I couldn't sleep. But the moment I reminded myself, hey, I need to trust in God, I need to come into his presence and praise him and worship him and pray to him, it was there that I began to experience his peace. I began to experience, you know what, I shouldn't be worried about anything. Why? Because God is in control. He's enthroned. And he's the one that is taking care of the situation around me. The moment I surrendered my ability, instead of trying to do it with my own strength, with my own power, and I surrendered to God's power, I said, Lord God, my strength is insufficient. I need you. It was there that I saw him begin to fight for me. Why? Because the battles is the Lord. He's already won it, but the beauty about that, he sent his spirit to continue to fight this battle for us on a daily basis. This is a daily battle that we need to enforce over our circumstances and over our lives. Why? Because that's what the devil desires. He's daily battling us as well. And so God provides for us strength every day. Every day there is newness and a steadfast love of the Lord. It says there never ceases. They are new every morning. So great is the faithfulness of God. And so that strength today can be found in him. And I want to encourage you, if you're trying to fight through anxiety, fear, the situation surrounding you right now, possibly even sin, habitual sins, wrong attitudes, you know, broken relationships, would you just give up and surrender to God's power and ability? Would you just come to him and say, Lord God, I need your strength. I need your power Because my strength isn't sufficient. I can't do this on my own. I cannot overcome on my own. I cannot lead my own life, let alone my own family, my circumstances, the provision that I need. I need your strength. When we begin to acknowledge God's power over our circumstances, He will come and He will grant us that strength. Why? Because that is His promise when we surrender to His power. And God continues on, Paul continues on in this letter. He says, put on the full armor, God's armor, so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Aside from God's power and our faith in Him, we need to fight the unseen enemy with God's strategy. You know, when the virus has plagued globally, He has made a way. I mean, governments and leaders strategize. They form task forces. Everybody made a way to try to address the issue of the spread of this virus. And in the same way, as believers, as the church, we need to battle our daily attacks with God's strategy. The enemy will come to us and he will try to destroy us in all areas of our lives. He will attack us. Right now, one of the most obvious ways the enemy is attacking individuals and people is through sickness and disease. That's one way, physically. But he's also attacking them mentally. He's trying to sow anxiety, fear. Fear of what has not yet happened. Fear of what is currently happening. And he's attacking them in their thoughts. Some are being attacked emotionally. Some of us right now, some of you right now is viewing this. You're being overwhelmed with your emotions. You're not knowing what to do. And this is the scheme of the devil. This is the devil's strategy to try to overwhelm us with all of life's scares, situation, circumstances surrounding us. A lot of these things are beyond us. It's not happening directly to us, right? Some of you who are listening right now, you don't even have any sickness. But you're already beginning to think, maybe I am sick. And you just cough a little bit and you're already concluding that, hey, maybe I already have the virus. And that's a strategy of the enemy. He plays around with our minds, our emotions, and our thoughts to remove our focus on the one who could actually bring salvation and peace and comfort to us. And that is Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you today, hey, be aware of the enemy's strategy. Be aware of his schemes. But more than the enemy's schemes and strategy, know how to fight using the strategy that God has given you, that God has given us as his church. And here, Paul breaks it down. He begins to talk about what these tools are. In Ephesians 6 and verse 13, he says, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Now, these are just some of the tools that God has given us to fight our unseen enemy. But we do this, and God is saying, this is the strategy. This is how it's going to be done. It's not going to be done by just you trying to think positively, by you just trying to fix yourself. No, it's going to be done. Your unseen enemy has already been defeated, but you will only defeat him daily and his attacks over your life when we begin to implement what God has given us through his word. So if you didn't catch that, let's break it down in bullet points. Here it is, Paul reminding us. Here's the tools that God has given. He said, stand firm. He said, you know, fight your unseen enemy with God's truth. Fight your unseen enemy with God's righteousness, with faith, with salvation, with God's word, and with prayer. Now, if you're a Christian, you have probably been doing some of these things. Maybe not all of it. But hey, use this as a reminder today. These are the things, these are the tools that God, through Paul, has reminded us of. There are tools that God has given. You are not on your own. You are not battling your situation, your sin, the problems in your relationship, your sickness, the problems of provision on your own. No, God is saying, I've given you tools. You need to stand firm in what? In me. Stand firm in His presence, in His faith. You need to hold on to the truth of God. You know, in this era where there is so much fake news that is floating around, you need to know that the devil is a liar, is a deceiver. And he will condemn you. He will try to deceive you in so many ways. So you need to hold on to the truth. You need to believe that, hey, God is for you, that He's not against you. If there is a lie of the devil that is being whispered over your life, that you will not be healed, that you're not good enough, that you're unlovable, hey, hold on to God's truth. And the truth of God's word says that you are, that He is for you, that He's not against you. Hold on to God's righteousness. Fight with the righteousness of God. You can overcome difficulty. You can overcome temptation and sin, not because of yourself, but because of the righteousness that comes from God. Our Heavenly Father hears us because Jesus' righteousness is over us. We're to fight in faith, not with fear. We can overcome fear when we come to faith and believe in the Lord. And we say, you know what? I'm not going to save myself. I don't have that ability. So I'm going to trust in Jesus Christ. What He has done is sufficient. I don't need to try to add to salvation. No, Jesus has done it all. He's already covered my life. What He's done is enough. It's a free gift. All I need to do is to accept it, to receive it in grace and in mercy. I need to lean on the Word of God. That needs to be the one thing that needs to direct all of our life. If you're wanting to find out instructions on way how to live a full life, God's Word is what you need to go to. And finally, prayer. Prayer is the one thing that remains constantly accessible to us. You may not have a Bible where you are, but you know what? In prayer, you can always access the presence of God in your circumstances and in your situation. And so today, whatever you're facing, hey, these are just some of it. There are so many more in scriptures that remind us, that teach us what the tools are that God has given so that we could overcome and fight our unseen enemy. And I want to encourage you, go to the Word. Go to God. Put your faith and trust in Him. Don't be overwhelmed by the circumstances around you. Don't try to do it on your own. No, God is saying, I'm already here. I'm the one that's already fought the battle. I've already won it. And all I need for you to do is to trust me, to put your faith in me, and to access the tools that I've given so you could fight and be victorious and defeat the enemy daily over your circumstances in life. If that's you today and you're saying, hey, I need that for me, I want to encourage you just to pray with me right now. You could access God's presence right where you are, in your home, in your workplace, wherever it is you're watching this stream. God is right there with you, and He desires for you to know Him. So join with me in prayer as we talk to the Lord right now. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your love for me. I thank You that You've already defeated the enemy of my soul. Even though I don't see him, I thank You, Lord God, that the evidence of his attacks can be overcome in my life. Lord, today, help me get through the challenges that I'm going through with my emotions. Father, I lift up to You those that are just being paralyzed right now, being crippled by fear, by worry, by anxiety. Lord, You are our Prince of Peace, and we can find peace in You. You have already overcome all these things, and in You we can find that assurance. Father, some of us are being overwhelmed by the sickness that we are carrying on our bodies. Lord, we thank You because You are our healer, and we can experience Your healing over sickness and disease. Let that come, Lord Jesus, right now in Jesus' name. Hey, maybe listening to this and you don't even know Jesus that well, but you want to know Him. You want to know this man who is also fully God, who defeated the enemy of your soul, and who desires for you to walk in freedom daily. Hey, that can happen right now as you come to Him in faith. And all you need to do is to invite Him and to surrender all of your life, and He will lead you every day. Join with me And make this prayer as if it's your own prayer, where you are inviting Him to lead your life today. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your love for me, that while I was yet a sinner, You chose to die for me so that I wouldn't have to. And Lord, Your promise is, if I put my faith and trust in You, I will become new from the inside out. Would You come right now and forgive me of every sin, of every wrongdoing? Would You come and be my Lord? I want to follow You beginning this day and every day. Come, Lord, and be my Savior. That's my prayer. I ask it in Your name. Amen. Amen. You know, Scripture tells us that for every individual, every sinner that puts their faith in Christ, all of heaven rejoices. So I rejoice with you. If that is a decision that you've made today, I'm so excited for you. Your life will never be the same again. And I want you to know that we're here. Even though we may be far away, distantly, we want to be able to help you grow in your faith and your walk with the Lord. So send us a message right now on this stream. Send us an email, info@icschurch.com, and we want to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Throughout the week, from Monday to Friday, we also want to invite you to spend time in prayer with us. We have a prayer stream that streams right from our Facebook page right here, ICS Church. And we want to encourage you to come during that time in prayer and in worship together with us, so that we can continue to lift up the needs of one another and the world to the Lord in prayer. We do this because we know He hears us, He loves us, and He cares for us. Hey, have a blessed week in the Lord. If you've been blessed today, share what you have learned to somebody in that home where you live, or online to a friend, to an individual, and encourage them as well. Be a blessing to somebody in your life today, as you have been blessed by God's Spirit. We look forward to seeing you again in our next stream. Until then, God bless you, God go with you, and know that God loves you.
We pray that you are encouraged by this message. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.